everyone, and welcome to another episode of Gilligan's Isle of ADD. So we've been working through the whole RPG a day thing, and I think we're on 16, which is a game you wish you owned. I have multitude of iterations of D&D, and I have a bunch of other kind of fun, sort of slightly D&D things like Gamma World and Mutant Future and things like that. Honestly, I don't know if there's a game I wish I owned. I think I wouldn't, and I'm going to probably get heck for this. Well, I'd like to try Pathfinder at some point, but I don't know if I can still get a hold of the original Pathfinder First Edition Beginner Box. I almost bought it a while ago when I was first getting into it. I'm sure there's a second edition version of that, but yeah, I don't know if it's a wish I owned, but it's something on my list that I'd be curious to kind of read at least. I think that's it. The only other thing, I guess, is games I wish I owned, you know, when they were first coming out back in the 80s. I'm sure there's a whole bunch of fun ones just to be excited as they were coming out at the time. There's a bunch that I've sort of read off and on, like GURPS and things like that, that were sort of exciting. But yeah, I guess Pathfinder 2nd Edition. Alright, so 17 is the funniest game you've played. Honestly, every frickin' game that I play is hilarious. It's my escape. It's I don't take it too seriously, whether I'm DMing or playing or otherwise. I do my best to crack jokes the whole time. I kind of feel like if I'm not laughing, then I'm playing the game wrong. So anytime that I can make a silly situation happen, I'm excited about it. And I try and make other people laugh, and 9 times out of 10, there are stupid references to Monty Python or The Princess Bride. Every game is a funny game. 18 is favorite game system. Oh my god. I'm going to go with my original game, which was the original version of Advanced Fighting Fantasy. That's probably my favorite game system. It's stupid broken. But it was a lot of fun, and I'd like to run more games like that. I have a sort of a text file of the original Fighting Fantasy game system, like not advanced, but just a basic sort of character creation kind of thing. And so there was a couple of different versions of it when it came out. So there was a original Fighting Fantasy, not the game books, but the actual sort of system to play with your friends. And then there was an advanced version with a dragon on the front called Dungeoneer, which was awesome. And they're, I don't know if they're A5, they're like novel sized books, and they're very thick. I still think Titan is probably like the Fighting Fantasy world is still like the best version or best setting that I've ever read. And Port Blacksand, which I have that copy, it's a great book. Anyway, that's probably my favorite. I could probably go on about this for a while, and I think maybe that might be something to talk about in the future on this podcast, just because I think it's a great game. A lot of my American friends, I don't think were really heard about it too much. It was very a UK, Canada thing. But yeah, anyway, so that's my favorite game system. Favorite published adventure. This one's difficult. I've ran Keep on the Borderland lands multiple times. That's one of my favorites, but not my favorite. My absolute favorite adventure published is Isle of Dread, which is why the name of the podcast. I've only run it three times, but I default to that. It's just fun. I love the exploration part of it. I love that it's basically a kitchen sink. You can put anything on that island. I've come up with all kinds of silly things. I put Dwellers of the Forbidden City on there. I actually put a version of the Keep on the Borderlands at one point on one side of the island as basically a settlement that was left, basically. So that was there. I've put some basic fantasy adventures. I'd thrown them in there. I've used Monkey Isle and thrown bits and pieces of that in there. I had the whole tracking a white ape. I've had all the Indiana Jones everything with, like, pygmies, you know, chasing people with sticks. I don't know. It's just fun. I like it. I also like the idea of, like, dwarves, elves, halflings, and dinosaurs. It's just a weird, fun thing. So, absolutely my favorite. I think I've been doing five at a time, but I'm probably going to pump this a bit further maybe today. So number 20 is, I guess, will still play in 20 years' time. What game will I be playing in 20 years' time? I 100% guess it's going to be D&D. I don't know if I'm going to be playing the 20th edition of D&D or whatever it's going to be in 20 years, but... yeah, I'll be playing D&D. I'll probably be playing a sort of trimmed-down version of D&D. So whether that's, you know, the 05R version of 5E, or if it's BX, or if it's some iteration or clone or some thing I put together. I have this sort of, like, default version in my head that's kind of a mashup of a pile of different things, and I think everybody kind of has that, the Fantasy Heartbreaker. But yeah, I'll be playing that. Well, I'm only 6 minutes in here, so I think we're gonna see if we can get through 10. Favorite licensed RPG? I played a little bit of the West End game Star Wars. I'd say that's a lot of fun. I don't know if it's my favorite. I have played Marvel Super Heroes once. That was also fun. I don't know if it's still considered a favorite, but... yeah, that's kind of a goofy question. I don't have any licensed RPGs, really, so I've tried a few. I wouldn't say I have a favorite at this point. Best secondhand RPG purchase. I'm going to flip the script a little bit and say that instead of RPG purchase, things that have been sent or given to me, my buddy Steve in Tirana sent me a copy of the Greyhawk second edition campaign setting for basically the city of Greyhawk, and it's really great. It's fantastic. If I run things in Greyhawk, that's a central reading material. I like it. I have the first edition setting, and it's okay, but it's very... I'm gonna get slagged for that. It's very open-ended. I like all the intricacies that are happening in that second edition book, and I like all the NPCs and the factions and the silliness and, you know, all of the interactions that are happening in that. So that's probably my favorite secondhand purchase. Actually, I may have paid Steve for it. I can't remember offhand. I'm not sure if he's still doing this, but I'm going to have to ask him. All right. Coolest looking RPG product or book. Oh, boy. I don't know. I mean, pretty much everything Glenn Seal does is awesome. So if you haven't checked that out, it's Monkey Blood Design. He does some cool stuff. I just picked up Neverland. I thought that was fantastic, at least as far as a readable, fun thing. I know some people are not huge fans of the Pathfinder art, but I like it. It's a bit superhero-y and a bit sort of anime-looking, but I do like it. Yeah, I don't know. I guess if I have to pick one, I really like Neverland. I think it looks great. It's an easy book to read. It's easy to find things. You still have to put some effort into it, but it's cool. Complex or simple RPG you play? So the most complex that I think I've ever played was second edition. Just the three core books, because I never had any of the splat books until I got older. But that's probably the most complex. That said, playing 5th edition, you know, when you're past level 5 is fairly complex and a little bit too much ROLL playing and not enough ROLE playing for me. Simple RPG, we have this very stupid Call of Cthulhu dice game that we have that we play camping. It's just in a camping bin. And it's basically like keep rolling until Cthulhu, like, claims your soul. It's ludicrously simple and... I quite like that one. So, I don't know if it's technically a role-playing game. It's a drinking beer and camping game. But that would be the simplest one. Unplayed RPG you own. Oh boy. So I have a copy of RuneQuest. I have a copy of Traveler. I have both of those. I haven't played them. I've read them. I'd like to try them at some point in time. I think Traveler probably first over RuneQuest, although RuneQuest is very exciting. So I have that. So yeah. Favorite character sheet. I really like the Dyson Logos 5th edition character sheet that looks like a 1st edition character sheet. It's 5 pages. It's way too much information. But I really like that one. And I'm sure there's a few other ones that I really like, but I just enjoy that one. I like coming to the table with this stupid 5-page, you know, thing. So that would be the one I pick. Game you'd like a new edition of. You know what? I'm not sure, to tell you the truth. A new edition of a game. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, you know what? 2023 version of BX. I mean, rewritten. You know, new art, the whole nine yards. Maybe not rewritten, but like edited. I know OSE does this, but an official Wizards of the Coast version would be kind of interesting. I can't see that ever happening, so I would say that's not really a thing. But yeah, that would be cool. Another one I think which would be interesting, and I'm not sure if it's going to happen, but if there's a new edition of Lamentations of the Flame Princess, I'd be curious to know what could be changed. And I know there's some extra bits and pieces that have been released, different magic systems and things like that. So that would be kind of interesting. I don't know if this is something that I desperately need, but yeah, that would be cool. Scariest game you've ever played? I don't know if I've ever played an actual scary game. Looks like I'm gonna just kill this thing today. Scariest game I've ever played. I did the Strahd campaign in 5e. And that was interesting. I don't know if it was scary, but I mean, I guess that's the closest thing to scary as possible. So I'd say that. I need to be in a scary game, honestly. Most memorable encounter. That's good. There's been so many. I was playing a game with Matt, and there's these weird statues. I can't remember if Matt was running it or Tim was running it, but I had to like get up on the statue and stepped on his manhood and broke it off, which was pretty entertaining. One time in the Strahd game, I remember we came up and we were talking to this guard outside of a town, and he was like completely deaf and nearsighted and stuff, so basically, and fairly dumb, so we would, one of us would talk to the guard and he would automatically say, "Who goes there?" And then they would explain, and they would get themselves in, and then the next one of us would, you know, step up and talk, and then he would like completely be forgetful on what had previously happened. So that was pretty silly and obviously stuck in my head. So yeah, there's been a bunch. I mean, I don't know, I always have fun. One time we were playing the Blue Home game with Jeff and the Blue Baron thing, and there was the crap golem in the sewer, and that was hilarious. So yeah, there's been a bunch, actually. Most obscure RPG you played? I don't know. I think pretty much all of the games I play are probably, I would consider, kind of obscure, if depending on the audience. You know, if people are playing the newer games, the fact that I play a bunch of old versions of D&D, I guess, could be considered obscure if you've only ever played 5th edition. I don't know. But yeah, that maybe. I'm not sure. All right, and the absolute very last question is favorite RPG of all time? I don't know. Obvious. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say the game I'm currently playing. So that's my favorite RPG right now. I grew up on 2nd edition. There's a nice place in my heart for that game, but the favorite RPG is whatever game I'm currently playing with people, so doesn't matter. All right, that's it for RPGD RPG a Day 2023. So we are officially 15 minutes. I kind of powered through that. I think moving forward, I'm going to try and do a bit more, I don't know, conversations about advanced fighting fantasy and sort of my thoughts on that and stuff. And yeah, try and get myself into some kind of exciting thing. Yeah, anyway, keep myself going. All right, guys, thanks very much for tuning in. If you want to read some more silliness, you can always go to my blog. It's toadstools.blogspot.ca. Thank you very much.